You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, thank you for tuning in. This is Figuring It Out, the podcast. I am Dukes, and I got my co-host here.
My name is Star.
All right, I'm Dukes. She is Star. This is Figuring It Out. This is our first episode, so I thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you.
And we're literally figuring it out.
We're figuring it out as we go. We're figuring out life. That's what our show is about. It's just life. We're trying to figure it out.
So what made you want to do a podcast?
I'm 30. I just turned 30, and I just was like, I don't know nothing. I'm trying to figure this shit out. And then I talk to somebody like, figure it out what? Life. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out as I go. I'm the oldest. I don't have older sisters or nothing like that. So nobody like told me stuff to like look out for. Some people did. I ain't gonna lie. But like.
Or did you not listen?
Both. Both. And so I'm trying to figure it out. And I want to, you know, I can be your big sister out there in the world, people listening.
Be your guide.
Yeah, we can figure
as
this shit out together.
Figure this out.
Okay. We're gonna figure ourselves out all type of things. Like, what kind of stuff are you trying to figure out still?
Man, I'm in my late 20s, and I feel like I'm not where I should be. But at the same time, I understand that my expectations aren't gonna always, you know, be where I need to be as of right now, being, you know, late 20s. So many things I need to learn. So many things I need to figure it out. You know, when you're younger, you're like, oh, I know everything. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And when I get older, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Well, it didn't work out that way. So now, you know,
I'm 30, I'm
going to
have this, I'm going to have that. And I don't,
exactly.
I have a child, I have one child. Do you have any kids?
No, I don't have any children.
Do you want any children?
Okay, so I am on the fence about kids. Like, in a perfect world, yeah, I would like have six. Like,
what?
You know.
What? That's not a perfect world.
I mean, I didn't mean me having personally, but I would have six children. You know, I want to have a foster care program or whatever.
Yeah,
I like kids, love them, they're great. But me personally, like, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's a lot.
So kids come out of your body.
This is true, you know?
And I had to figure that shit out. They tell
but
you.
I don't know.
But you don't know till you.
But if I'm being realistic, I want maybe one boy by the time I'm like maybe 35. Because I don't want to be a
35?
Super old parent. That's but old. I want to be like established.
Yeah, see, you got to figure that shit out. Right. So I just had a baby.
So
like,
right now?
I ain't just have him. He five. But
I was going to say that.
It's for like yesterday because new stuff every day. And I'm figuring it out as I go. Because I don't fucking know. And I'm looking at my mom.
So funny.
Yeah, he wants to be a YouTube star.
With his dances. Okay, so.
That's a lie. We got to figure that out, too.
Okay. So if you guys have any suggestions on how to start a, you know, kids YouTube channel, let us know.
Don't hit me up about it, because I don't know. I'm not trying to be a stage mom. He's ready for that. But I'm trying to figure all this out as I go. And I was looking at my parents, and I'm like, they trying to figure it out. They don't know. But they just say first time being grandparents. They just practiced on me, and now they just doing what they want with my kid, and I'm practicing on him. And when I'm a grandma, I'm gonna have it already figured out, hopefully. But I don't know. I'm figuring it out. That's what the show is all about, figuring it out.
Right, right. So we want you guys to get to know us a little bit. So I have a couple questions that I'm going to ask Dukes, and, you know, we're going to go back and forth with the questions.
Yes, okay.
So, Prince or Michael Jackson?
See, I'm...
These are random, by the way.
I'm on the fence with that. I don't... There's a time and a place for everything. Like, Prince be making you, like... vibe out. I don't vibe out to Michael Jackson. You be doing dances.
Some
and stuff.
Songs you can vibe out.
Yeah,
to.
Prince songs you can vibe out to.
You can vibe out.
You know, there's like some, you know, powerful protest songs. There's some freaky deaky songs, some love songs.
What's a protest song Prince got?
Okay, so I don't know the name of it, but I just heard the other day because I was
sing
listening
it.
To Prince radio. I'm about to. I don't know what the words is, but it was like, we don't wanna fight no more. I don't know. I love it.
That wasn't
okay. That's not Prince.
I mean,
is it? It gotta be Prince. It was on Prince
Guess
Radio.
We'll figure it, out.
It was on Pandora.
Okay.
Was on. So whatever. I like that song. But Diamonds and Pearls, Darling Nikki, like it's a time
like
and place.
Record,
yeah, it's a time and place for that. It's a
baby,
time and place
I'm
for
much
all that.
Too fast.
So you pick Prince.
No.
What?
So mine's is Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Because he is one of the greatest entertainers in the world, dead or alive. It's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Him in like Beyonce, I'm for
it. So you pick one, Beyonce or Michael Jackson.
That's like apples to oranges.
There's a time and a place.
But dead or alive, if I had to pick and I had to pick, I'm going to go with Beyonce.
What? Over Mike?
Because she can have children.
Oh, what?
That was disrespectful. I mean, is it?
Everybody know the kids ain't his. But it's okay. Bingo.
Well, no, like, how are you? Like, she's not human. Like,
but
she
ever.
Can do them dances. She can do this, do that. She can sing.
She doesn't even need a mic.
And she
can
birth
people.
Out babies and go back to doing the same thing she was doing with that same body. What?
Y'all should see what she's doing right now.
Love.
Do like three
love,
body
love, love.
Okay.
Beyonce.
You're in the hive. I get it.
I wouldn't necessarily. I mean, I might have put a couple bees on a couple people's pictures
you
before.
Be trolling people for Beyonce?
It might have happened once or twice.
You.
I just was in the. Oh, I was just in the moment. I said, you know what? She called us to do this, and I just said, all right.
Oh my! No, she never. She don't even.
But I love
know
Beyonce.
You did that.
Look, I love so, Beyonce. I'm here for it, but I'm not like a diehard fan or nothing. But I love
you. You trolling for her.
Okay, so next question.
Next question.
If you were a rapper or a singer, who would you sign with? And these are the options. Hov, Roc Nation, Lil Wayne, Cash Money, mm-hmm. Kanye, Good mm-hmm. Music, Master P, No Limit.
What?
And why?
I'm not. So those are all horrible. I'm going to tie with Jay-Z and them.
Okay, but
they
I mean,
top.
What's a okay? Who else is there?
I don't. Somebody. I don't know. But
Eminem.
All the people you said were
no,
not.
No, that would be
good.
Dre. Dre and
well,
what is it, Aftermath?
You know, they're all separate. They're all like, see? You know. But I'm going to sign with Jay-Z and them because they, you know, got good business. He's
good choice,
a business.
Good choice. Man. I would either sign to Jay-Z.
Master
Jay-Z.
P? He doing ICDC college commercials. Like, fuck out of here.
You don't want to go to college?
Shut up.
So for me, I would go with Hov, Roc Nation. But
like
my second pick would be Master P, No Limit.
Why would who's listening to anything about No Limit right now?
I feel like Master P is the biggest mogul in Black hip hop culture. I feel like
what
he was an amazing rapper, sold out.
Past.
He used to be in
used
the NBA. Like he
no
lived,
longer.
He lived
Jay-Z
two lifetimes.
A team or something like
he
that.
Lived two lifetimes. I mean, who do you know was
so
a platinum artist and an NBA player
Shit.
All at the same time?
Shaquille O'Neal.
I said successful.
You didn't.
Well, I'm putting that in there now. We could probably edit that and add that in the beginning.
I'm not.
But
that
is.
I
will go and
I
and you know what? Make 'em say is my favorite video in the world. I wish I was in that video. That and Big Pimpin'.
So that's two different people. But anyway, two different labels. No, I know a girl that got an offer to sign with No Limit like a couple years ago.
What's
and
her
I was
name?
Like, I'm not. She didn't get signed, so no shout out for you.
Well, you tried.
It was
you
partial
tried.
Shade, so I'm not gonna stand in my shade
make
there.
Say,
no, I'm not gonna make anyone say anything. Where's Silk Shock at?
I don't know. C Murder.
Figure that out. Write that down.
One of them is in jail for a while.
C Murder. His name has murder.
Okay.
I'm gonna figure out where Silk Shock is. That should
next
be
set of questions. This episode. One shouldn't be a surprise. So it's like old Beyonce or new Beyonce.
What's old Beyonce? Destiny's Child.
Before
or pre-baby? Pre-baby old or pre-Jay-Z old?
We can't even.
Old Beyonce. Destiny's Child Beyonce?
Hold on. You're stressing me out. I would say pre-baby Beyonce.
Then I'll take that.
Okay. So before the baby Beyonce?
Yeah.
Versus what's now?
B-Day album.
Oh, yeah. You did. Okay.
Irreplaceable.
Okay.
Yeah. I was fucking with her at that time.
So you don't like her now?
I mean, you pat me pick.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I want
know?
Freak'em Dress Beyonce.
It was a classic. It was nice. A classic. Okay.
Yes, I want to buy a nigga a short set. Like, yeah, she changed my life with that album.
Yeah, I did love the song Sugar Mama. Okay.
Yes,
great.
Yes.
Next question.
Are they all about Beyonce?
No. They actually aren't. Next question. Your drink of choice. Are you, you know, vodka, whiskey, tequila, cognac,
I like
rum?
Whiskey. I'm like really fucking with Jack Daniels nowadays. Crown Royal and Jack Daniels.
Crown Royal Apple is
great. I love it. It's smooth, it's great, warm. Everybody, you know, would pick Henny. Henny is like the go. It's like the go to.
I cannot drink Hennessy.
Yeah, that's
hood rat. Can't do it simply because Hennessy makes me angry.
Yeah, it does.
I
don't know what's in it, but I don't want to fight people.
Not interested.
My balance it out with some weed.
So okay. You would go with whiskey?
I will go with some Jack or some Crown.
Okay. You know,
dark, always okay. Dark, though.
Yes. I'm with it. Crown Royal, apple, or vanilla are like my two favorite. Do not try maple. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life.
Probably can make something with it.
My picks would be, depending on what I'm drinking. So if, okay, so my top pick is cognac, Douce. Love Douce. Yeah, goes down so smooth. It's the most amazing thing.
You just like that because Jay-Z
Not true. It's a really good drink. But I'll take Remy for a second. If we're talking about tequila, I like Patron. I like Añejo or Resperado. I don't know if I'm pronouncing these right. I do not like 1800 or anything like that. I can do Quavo.
You don't need to forget where you came from. I feel like that's what you're saying right now. I feel like
what are you talking
about Hennessy's hood rat drinks. Like, this is where we start.
Hennessy made me angry, and I didn't, it wasn't one of my things.
This is where we started, though. Are you saying that when you were young, sneaking, drinking, you wasn't sipping on Hennessy and 1800?
No, I was drinking stupid stuff like Everclear.
Oh, no, you're trying to die.
At 14.
Oh, no.
So, mm-mm. I was an avid drinker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but I was drinking Hen. I don't know what was going on in your life.
Well, I have older brothers, and they were experimenting with liquor, and they were drinking all types of shit.
I died off of that in college.
So, mm-hmm. I know I done probably had a sip of a lot of shit. So, I know exactly what to drink and what not to drink. I'm a responsible drinker. I almost died off some.
You make jungle juice with Everclear, that.
We weren't. We were taking shots and doing jungle juice too. So yeah. Like, you get an instant headache off of Everclear. But this is when it first came. You know, it first hit the streets like crack.
Have a Four Loko now. You have a Four Loko story. Everybody got a Four Loko story.
No,
what?
I've drank Four. I'm a responsible drinker. I've never had like a bad, like, experience or crazy experience drinking. The most that's ever happened is like I didn't throw up.
Was you drinking it when it was crazy? Like when it had to
Me and my friends had to share it. I was able to drink.
1800 in the Four Loko. Oh, you guys were crazy. It was college. College. Good times. Good times.
So do you have a Four Loko story?
Well, I was old enough to drink, and so I wasn't drinking the Four Loko like that because I was old enough to buy my own. So everybody who wasn't old enough was drinking Four Lokos, and we was mixing it with 1800 and splitting it because they wasn't old enough. And we was going to this pajama party at this Mexican restaurant. I was in college in Arizona, so hella Mexican restaurant. They were having a pajama party, and we was all scantily clad. And we got drunk off some goddamn Four Lokos, 1800, and whatever else there was, and walked across the street. And we was only there for a good 30 minutes by the time the Four Lokos hit, and it was over. Somebody jumped on somebody. Somebody got kicked out by the security. It was my tale is good. I'm always the good person in the story. I'm just there to watch the craziness happen. That's what my job is in the party. That's my role. In all the situations and all the stories that I will tell on here, they're all true, and I am innocent in all the stories. I am not
innocent
the problem.
Is what she is.
I am
not.
I'm innocent in all the stories I will tell. They all the stories I will tell are true, and I'm innocent. I'm gonna change a couple names. I ain't gonna do y'all like that. So if you're listening and you're nervous, you should be, but I'm gonna change your name. If it's worth it. If it's not, if I don't care about you, I'm not going to change your name. So get ready. I'm definitely talking about some people. I'm not holding nothing back.
In a good way or in a bad way.
Let me talk about you how I got to talk about you. If it come up, it come up. I'm not holding nothing back. I'm not going to hold nothing back from my listeners. Because y'all tuning in, y'all going to listen to me. Y'all going to, people who.
Y'all going to love us.
Who people who follow me on like Snapchat. They already know I be saying some crazy shit.
Oh my God. let me tell y'all. This girl's Snapchat is lit. She be saying some real ill, sickening.
No. What? I be talking about regular life.
Like,
and the shit I'm be my real life.
I need you to give us an example of what you put on Snapchat.
Follow me
girl.
On Snap at Ms. Pastry Dukes, MZPASTRY. DUKES, Ms. Pastry Dukes. Follow me on Snap. My favorite Snap that I've ever done that got so much talk is the dick spit snap? I'm trying to figure it out, okay? Like, trying to figure out dick spit. And dick spit, you can watch my snap and I'll tell you the whole story about dick spit. But dick spit is the spit that collects in your hand when you're sucking dick. And then it gets all nasty and sticky and it's weird and I hate it. That's dick spit and I don't
does
like it.
Does it ever, I don't know if this happens to you, but does it ever kind of like, I don't
want to say this. Just figure it out.
It gets kind of like, how do I want to describe it? It's almost like, starts to dry a little bit.
Crusty, like dry paint and you got to peel it off? That's fucking gross. No.
And it kind of crumbles up.
No,
I
never had
bit.
That happen. I don't know what that is.
That ain't front. Spit. Oh, look at that. I've been going for a long time, so it starts to dry up at the bottom.
No, I don't. Well, maybe I need to go longer. I don't be letting it dry up in my hand. I just be wet,
take my time. I be there. For,
well, yeah, if like if you stop and then do something else, then yeah, get like
no,
dry
I
in
just
your
go.
Hand.
I just go. Let's just say I can hold my breath for probably 10 minutes.
But I know I'm saying once you stop, sucking dick and do something else. Well, if you switch, your turn. Then you got your hand. Look,
no, no,
I be.
No. I gotta go all the way through. Like, that's the finisher move.
Oh, look at you. That's what I start with. That's what I start
in middle. Like, I go back.
Oh, you go back to it?
Well,
yeah, I guess.
Like the person okay. I was with, you. Their refractor time is like very quick.
Oh, that's lucky. That's nice. Yeah. That's thoughtful.
If, you know, they do.
That's thoughtful.
Like, it's to the point where it's like, I don't want to be done till it's dust.
No, that's not okay. Gotta work in the morning. I'm 30. I'm 30. I have to do. I have a whole kid. Like, I got stuff to do, bro. Like, what are you doing? I need breaks. So you want to go for a long time? Or do you want to have... Okay, this is my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have several short sex sessions? That's hard. That's like a tongue twister. Or like one long session.
One long, all night oh long
God, no.
session. I do not like quickies.
Oh, no. I be needing naps.
Like,
snacks.
They're cool. They're cool to get you through. It's like an appetizer. Like, no, I need the whole meal. Or I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm going to be snacking here and there. Like, no. Like, I need a full course meal. Like, mm-hmm. I want to start at 9 and maybe we end at 9 and take a little break.
9, 8, yeah. Like, I got stuff to do.
I need a whole session.
I'm going to go with a good couple 10 minutes.
I need it.
I need snacks and water breaks.
Water breaks, yes.
You I be take getting up. Breaks. No, I count that as an end. I think that's ending. Because I'd be like, oh, what's on TV?
And No.
Have you ever went to like have a Netflix and chill moment and something good was on? And then you end up watching it, and then be like, oh, yeah, you're supposed to be fucking. Like,
no.
I did. I watched this movie.
I would start a show. No, me and an individual, we would literally start a show, and then 5 minutes into it, it's like we already getting busy. Like,
you
got to.
That's if you pick a old something you already watch. This dude put on, he had a Fire Stick. This one when Fire Stick was first popping. He had put on this movie and had, what's that white man name? He be like, all right. What's his name?
I have no idea.
Matthew McConaughey. It had Matthew McConaughey in it. How you laughing when you don't know his name?
Well, I definitely didn't know what you're talking about. But
it
I
has
love
him in it. And the movie was good. I never saw it. And he had put it on. We were supposed to be fucking. And then we watched the whole movie. The movie was almost over. And then we look up like, oh, shit, we were supposed to be fucking. I was like, what the hell? I ain't never seen this movie before. This is a good-ass movie. What's this called? Can't never remember. I don't have to look it up.
I've never
it's a good
that
movie, though.
Happen. Well, whatever's on TV is not important.
Picking bad movies.
No, I've been... I don't want to say what shows because then people
you
are going to know.
You weird shows on?
They weren't weird. They weren't weird. They
what,
weren't
What, are you
weird.
Watching porn?
Not with... No, I watch porn by myself.
Watch
I don't watch porn with
myself.
Somebody
I
else.
Can't watch porn because I'm too extra. I be looking at the stuff like happening in the background.
I watch so much porn that I just be watching it like it's a regular TV show.
I be looking at the stuff happening in the background. I be looking at people's outfits and hair and nails.
So what type of porn do you like?
I don't care about it.
If you had to pick a porn, what would you pick?
I want a storyline because I got ADD.
I like storylines too. Like, how did you get here? I don't want to turn it on and y'all just fucking like, who is this?
I watched this one where these girls were like, one was like a bartender and one was like a manager.
Exactly.
And then it was a customer and he was like drinking and he was like super drunk. And then the manager's like, okay, it's time to lock up. And then she was like, I would, but this guy's in here. And so they were like, well, we can just go to the bathroom. And I'm like, wait, what? You're gonna leave your customer? And the customer just out there on the bar drunk. Like, and then like he all slumped over and they in the bathroom fucking. And I'm like, but... What about the guy? What about locking the door? What if somebody else comes in? Like, this is not okay. And then I was sitting there. I watched a porn with my baby daddy once. And it was like, I don't know. He liked watching dark-skinned girls because I'm dark-skinned. I guess, I don't know, whatever. I and mean, then, that's a great thing. But he put on this one video, and there was these two dark-skinned girls. And the room was all white, and the couch was orange. And they had, like, this milk substance. They were pouring it on each other. They weren't having sex. They just was rubbing each other with this milky substance. But the couch was orange. No, I mean, not in real life. Probably was, like, milk or, like, paint. Or, like, but okay. The point was, I was focused on this orange-ass couch. Like, where did you get this couch? It looked like it's from All That. And I was just like, why? Where did they get that couch from? He like, who the fuck cares? Why are you looking at that? Yeah, I'm like, because they're naked on an orange couch. Porn, where'd you get that orange couch? And he's like, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
You're supposed to be focusing on the people having sex.
And then I was like, okay, all right, I'm focusing. Around. I'd be looking at people's
not
shoes.
The props. You're not supposed to be looking at the props and porn.
I'd be looking at girls' hair. Like, where should get that?
I do be looking at chicks' hair and porn. They hair be messed up. Right, depending on what type of
most of
porn
the time it'd be messed up. I'd be looking at bitches' nails. That's why I keep my nails cute.
I'd be looking at bitches' nails too.
That's why I keep my nails cute.
Yeah.
I keep my nails cute because of that. I be looking at bitches like...
Like, who's your favorite porn star?
Or I don't know porn stars' names.
Like Rico what? Strong and
girl, you
Jada
watch too
Fire
much porn.
Skin Diamond?
You really have people's names? Like, I don't know. I couldn't maybe even I think of actual actors' names.
Maybe I watch too much porn.
You know these niggas' names? You follow them on social media?
Nina K.
Why? Don't that ruin it?
No, I don't know these
That's
people.
Weird.
You know trust me, it's not.
That's a lie.
I mean, you know, you just pay attention.
I don't
follow
them
to
their
stories.
No, they're no. I can't because I'll be like, ew, like I always be looking at their regular Instagram while they out, like ew. No, I can't do that.
Like it was this one girl I used to follow. I ain't gonna say her name, and I'm just like, oh, you know, she's always here, there, and I'm like, oh, you do porn. Mm. Oh, okay, great, great, great. You know, I'm not against it. Not my thing. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with sex workers of any kind. I
more
feel like it's dope.
I support your hustle.
I
support your hustle.
For me. If I was going to do porn, I would do like glow-in-the-dark porn.
How?
And don't nobody take my idea.
How is it? But I don't understand how it'd be glow-in-the-dark.
I'm going to have like glow-in-the-dark nails, glow-in-the-dark lipstick. And some other shit glow in the dark. So, and you're going to see these objects moving and you're going to know. Like, say if my nails were glowing in the dark and I'm, you know, so, and in my lipstick, you're going to see it.
Okay,
you know?
But what... So...
Because I don't want you to be able to tell it's me. So it has to, the lights have to be off.
So that you want to do porn. You want to do fucking witness protection porn. Do witness protection
basically.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's
you just put like that, you put like masks and stuff on. They have things like that, you know.
So yeah, but I don't know if I can get into it.
Star, is that your porn name, Star?
Star Sex. Ooh, that sounds sexy.
Sounds like a porn name.
No.
That's your stripper name.
I mean, if I was a stripper, that would be my go-to.
I couldn't be no stripper. I tried to be a stripper. When I was like,
I used to work
19.
At a strip club as a waitress.
We love strip clubs,
y'all. I thought
about
being a stripper, but my body was just never stripper-esque.
Everybody is stripper-esque. Have you been to fucking Pantheon and Dacia?
I've been.
Everybody
I've been quite
type.
Often.
Everybody
pretty much
type
regular.
Is hype for a stripper.
I just feel like if I'm going to be stripping and be like super confident about it... I gotta be like in shape.
No, yeah, in shape is different than having the
body. I couldn't climb the pole, and I was skinny when I was waitressing. So yeah.
No, I tried to be a stripper, but I ran out of dance moves. Not even lying, I would do the same thing and I repeat, and I'd be tired. I was all, I'm just out of breath. I was like, woo! It's like for me, I ain't made no money today. I did it one time. And I was like, ooh, actually, I could take that back. I did it, like, 3 times. I was like, but nobody knows how many times I've ever done it. I took my cousin with me. It was my cousin's idea. She wanted to be a stripper.
So what you do, like, one night only?
We did an amateur night. Mm. I did amateur night. We were supposed to do it, but I ended up doing it. And then, like, you know, I won the little prize or whatever. And then, like, I was like, okay, I could do this. But amateur night and then, like, a regular night, it's not the same. Because I only had to do it for, like, one song. With amateur night, I had to do, like, a job. This is, these bitches got clock in and shit. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cold in
definitely,
here.
Definitely.
You walk around all naked. I'm cold. Like, this ain't my life. We love strip club. I love going to strip clubs.
I do, too. I mean, I honestly, yeah. I go for the food.
For the food.
Day shift.
I'm only going to day off. Shift, though. I'm only going to day shift unless I'm supporting a
hookah,
specific person.
Liquor. I mean,
we love strip club.
You know, looking at breasts, eating breasts.
Fuck out of here.
So, you know, got my little plate, chicken breasts.
I always get lamb chops.
Bitches, breasts swinging on a pole. I mean,
I always get
the
lamb chop dinner.
I do too.
I only go day shift. I'm not going at regular. I'm not paying regular price for food that I can get for half price. I'm frugal. I'm a frugal person when it comes to life because I'm figuring this shit out and no one told me how to.
Budget.
Diversifying my bonds or whatever that means. I don't know what that means. I heard it on TV.
Sounded really good.
I don't know how to do it.
You're real confident.
I don't know how to do it. So, I don't know how to do none of this. Yeah. I'm trying to figure all this out. That's what we're here for.
I'm with you on that.
When it comes to all aspects, trying to figure out friends, social media, sex.
So relationship-wise, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Are you in one? Not in one? What would your love life... What song reminds you of your love life?
Is there a song called I Be Fucking? I don't got no boyfriend. Oh my God. So this guy, this is real life. Okay. This is happening to me right now, people. This guy slid in my DMs and was like, can I be a baby daddy? And I was like, you don't know my name? Like, just saw a screen at. And so we going on a date next week.
Oh, okay. You might be mama after this.
I'm already a baby mama.
Baby mama number two.
Baby mama again. I know he ain't proposed marriage or nothing. I was like, what? But I'm down. Shit, I be just be hungry. I'm gonna get a meal. Do you think it's bad to just go out on dates for food? I be hungry. I feel like it's a trial, interview.
No, not at all. I feel like why not? I mean, I go out on dates and it's just
only
a food date type deal.
You're going for the food, though. Not for the person. For the food. Like, if a guy that you know you only about to fuck with was like, you want to go out to eat?
Fuck with
and you
how?
Was hungry.
Like, what does that mean?
He like you, but you hungry. And you know you don't
know
like
what?
Him, but you know you hungry.
I've done that a time or two. But.
Is it bad?
No. I feel like, what's the problem? I don't use people in a sense. Like, I might go on a couple of those dates and then I'll.
Would you tell them, like, thank you, but I don't like you?
No. Well, no. People that I've ever gone on a date with, they know what it is from jump.
How? How do you convey that? Because I need to figure that out. Because I don't know how to tell.
So,
you should see my
say somebody,
DMs.
You know, comes along,
I
DM,
like
conversation,
them.
Whatever the case is. They might come to me and be like, oh, you know, this happened to me recently. A guy I knew in high school, I didn't know him in high school, but, you know, I've seen him around type deal. You know, he slid in my DMs. He's like, oh, you know, I really like you. I've liked you since we've been in high school. You know, I think you're really, really cool, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, like, I don't believe in when people who don't know me say that they like me.
I don't like that.
I don't believe in love at first sight. You can't. You don't know me. You've never had a real conversation with me. Like, you can't like me. You don't know me.
You can't like me.
You know, you might think I'm like cute. You know what I'm saying? You might think I'm sexy.
I'd rather you say that. I'd rather you say, like how you look.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you can't say, like, oh, I like your personality. I like, you don't know me. Do you even know what my voice sound like?
I be posting memes and you laugh. Like, so you think you're supposed to go on a date? Like,
so I tell him, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I don't really know you too well, but, you know, I'm not against getting to know you. So we went on a couple dates and, you know, he's asking me, like, we went on maybe three dates. And I'm like, oh, you know, you seem cool. You seem, you know, I get the friend vibe more from you. I mean, but, you know, if you want to further this, I don't know if I'm there. So I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we can still hang out. We can still go out or whatever. But I don't know if I'm there or if I'll even ever get there. I just feel like we have, you know, this friend vibe, you know, going on or whatever. We went on a lot more dates. Some dates, you know, I even pay for because, like I said, I'm not the user type. I'm not just going to make you, oh, pay for every single date. So he started to feel away. And he's like, you won't, because people that I date and friends of mine, like, I just got certain rules. It's certain things I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to ever make you think that this is more than what it is. Like, you're not chilling inside my crib like that. I'm not chilling at your crib like that.
Y'all usually just go out and then go home separately?
Yeah.
You ain't kissing me good night.
No, because that's me leading you on thinking this could be more than what it is.
I'm leading people on. I might be a fuckboy.
Nope. You already know what it is, and I'm showing action, too. Like, we're hanging out. We're friends. I got male friends.
Going to eat with niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Watching their Netflix, because I don't have my own account. That's leaving these niggas on.
Can't no nigga be like, oh, well, the bitch finessed me, or the bitch had me thinking we was going to be in a relationship. Like, can't nobody say that.
Well,
they knew what it was.
Am I a fuckboy? I might be a fuckboy, y'all.
Why are you a fuckboy?
I think I might be, according to what you said. I don't think I am. Nobody on. I'm trying to figure it out. Shit.
I like to let people know what it is from the jump. If I'm feeling you, I'm feeling you. And then it's like, a lot of times I don't know what it is yet. It's not too many people I've ever looked at and like, oh, I want to be in a relationship with them, or oh, I want to fuck them. Like, it just don't happen for me like that.
You don't think that? You don't?
I might think you're cute. Love at first sight, but I want to
fuck you at first sight. You ain't never had that.
I look at you, but I would never do it.
Oh,
I have to get to know you. I think it's called a demisexual, and I have to have
an
emotional bond with a person before.
I think I'm developing that because I'm
getting old. Before I even want you to touch me. Like, no. And I can't fake it. Like, I can't fake it. Like, for example.
You can't fake it. You can't have a fake orgasm.
No. Because I'm going to just kind of look at you.
That's a thing. You can do that. It's like you got to practice.
No.
It's like acting.
But I don't want to.
Oh, my God. It might be for, like, a good purpose.
No. And what would that be?
I don't know. To be nice.
Like, I mean, I've, like, fake moaned, but I didn't fake an orgasm.
Oh, my God. They'd be like, you're great. High five.
But me, I can't give my fake one out because then people won't know. Emotions, like, even if, a situation between me and a person starts to, you know, fizzle and I'm not feeling them no more, the sex automatically starts going bad.
Oh, no.
Like, if I like you or if I'm in love with you, the sex is going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's
true. Because I'm a pleaser. So if I really like you, I'm going to do whatever.
Yeah, it might be a
I got to do to get you together, to get you off. To an extent. Let me make that clear. To an extent. I really don't like you, it's a lot of shit that I'm not going to do. And I know my body a little more. I know I do a couple things.
That's your sound. That's how it sounds.
So
I was told that I'm a polite dick sucker. Like, I'd be like,
I feel like that is very rude.
Yeah.
Cause what does that
feel about that?
What does that mean?
I'm not like, I don't know. We're gonna call and ask him.
Politely sucking dick?
Yeah, like I'm nice. Like, I don't know what you mean, but whatever. I don't be sucking his dick, so it don't matter. Anywho, but I don't know. I might be a fuckboy according to you, or I might just not have any emotions.
Leading people on is some fuckboy shit.
All right,
I don't like leading people on. Because I don't want to break nobody's heart. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Hard, but I don't be trying.
I believe in karma.
Oh, my God.
And I've seen it.
Yeah, that's
real. I'm my little heart broken, so you're I don't want to do it to nobody else.
But I could just have sex with you and just be like, sorry.
I can't have sex with you unless I like you.
I could just have sex with you and be like, thanks. What do you say when you're done having sex?
What do I say?
Yeah, like, thank you.
I'd be like, you good?
Niggas be saying that. I'd be like, you ain't even do nothing.
I'd be like, oh, you good? Or if I'm, you know, giving head, I'll go,
you done? Oh, tribe life. See, no, that's just like. And then
that's somebody the last will thing be I like, say.
Smack you.
What? Oh,
you can't do porn because that's going to be your signature. You couldn't even do like, what I call it, witness protection porn. They don't know it's you.
Because of the burp.
They like, I know it's not. I know that burp from anywhere.
I know that burp from anywhere.
So there's probably listeners out there like, oh, that's her. They gonna know.
It's only one person who can say that. And they not gonna say that.
That's your signature.
I don't even know if I'll even let them listen to
signature?
This.
Do I have a signature? I wonder if I have a signature move.
Do you
signature
have a signature? Yeah, I was gonna say, do you have a signature move?
I don't know. I'm gonna figure that out.
What's your
right
favorite position?
Sex. I already know. No, I don't know. I don't know. I need to figure that out. I want a signature move. I want a signature book. That sounds, I didn't write that down. Right. Signature. You hear my pages turning? This is real. I'm right. Signature. I need to figure that out. I don't know, but I need to figure out, like, what do you say after sex? Like, I really would be like, I'd be thank like, you. All right? Good game.
You good?
You change your voice. Do you change your voice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
I feel like my voice is kind of deep.
I know. That's what.
Is my voice crazy. Deep? I feel like my voice. I feel like sometimes I sound like DMX, so you know, I'll
kind of. No.
So I got to make it more sexy, stuff like that. But I don't like.
I don't change my voice when I talk to niggas. That's
I don't
probably
really
bad,
like
huh?
to talk, but I will.
No, like when you talking to niggas, not during sex. Like when you talking to niggas.
No.
Like girls be doing that like on the phone. Like
no,
nah.
I just want like hello.
I'd be like,
and
what
I gotta
up?
Fade. They like, what the fuck?
Or I'll be like singing.
What? Like, what? When? You be singing to niggas?
Oh man. People in general.
I am
like when the Adele Hello song came out,
you
that's
be
how
on
I
the phone?
Used to answer the phone. I'd be like,
stop.
Hello?
I'm not gonna call you.
What? It's me.
No, that's crazy.
I was wondering.
I would hang up and text
no, people
you.
Would just, you know, laugh. It was funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how that's
so
like
that's how I answer the phone.
Your stepmom does stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's weird.
It's not though. It's awesome.
We are kind of play cousins, if y'all don't
right,
know.
Right, just say how we know each other.
We, my mama and her stepmama are best friends, and her stepmama's also my little brother's godmama. But, so we like play cousins.
Basically.
Real play, half step.
Play.
We half step play cousins. Well, that's how we know each other, and like, we also work together. And so when we see each other, we always tell each other random ass stuff. Well, it mostly be me, because I guess I just have a random ass I got a story to tell her. So then
always
we, like, we
got
to
a
go
fucking story to tell.
Put this on the mic, like, you know.
Because people wouldn't believe the shit that Dukes,
all,
like.
These are my real life. Like, this
go through shit be happening. Like, I just be sitting life. Up here like somebody else needs to witness this.
This is my real life, and I'm just living it. And y'all be laughing, and I be like, bro, I was to the doctor, and I was telling her, like, I was really upset about something that happened. And I was really upset. I was telling my doctor, my regular doctor, you know. And then I was telling her something, and she was like, well, have you thought about taking like antidepressants? And I was like, I don't want to, I ain't that sad, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, there's some shit going on, you know? And then she was like, and I was like, well, I don't like medicine, I don't like, you know, the side effects. I'm like, what is the side effects of it? And she was like, probably a low sex drive. And then I was like, you know what? That's probably the best for me right now. And then this bitch laughed. The doctor laughed. And I was like, ah! This is not the point. This is not the moment. I'm not telling a joke. And I was so upset. Like, is this okay? Is this legal? Like, she did that as labs. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'll figure it the fuck out. And that's exactly why I'm here right now. That's my answer to life. I'll figure it the
figure
fuck
it
out. I don't fucking know. But I'm going to figure it out. And you will not laugh at me. People are always laughing. Now I think I'm telling a joke. But this is my real life. Shit be happening. I fell
so
down the
So what
fucking...
is some cool stuff you've been up to?
Lately, I
shows by any chance?
Lately,
or
I heck,
can
been...
we check you out on TV or anything?
You really trying to give me things? I was on an episode of Judge Mathis in November that's circling on the internet, and he kind of played me. He ain't call me no crackhead or nothing. I knew. I was...
He calls everybody
right,
a
and I was like, if he call me a crackhead, I'm gonna cry because he hate when people cry. He hate people cry. So I was like, ooh, if you call me a crackhead, I'm gonna just cry. I'm gonna cry. So, but he ain't call me no crackhead. That was like my third time going on Judge Mathis though, so, but I ain't proud of that moment. I mean, I am. I like being on TV, and I like people to listen to me talk, and that's why I'm on this podcast, and I am trying to, you know, figure life out, and I want people to figure it out with me and help me figure this shit out, so one day I could be, you know, efficient in this shit, living. And if y'all got some tips for life for me, you know, hit me up in the DM. Follow the Figuring It Out, the podcast Instagram, Figuring It Out_the podcast. And, you know, slide in my DMs. Talk to me. Talk back. I'm going to talk back always. I'm always going to respond. I might not. I'm bad at responding to DMs and texts. Sometimes I'll just be reading them and I respond in my head and I don't respond back. And like, you think there's a time limit on responding to texts and DMs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably why I'm single.
Absolutely. I don't really care to play the whole waiting game. I mean, if I see it, I'm going to respond. But I am... A lot of times, I just don't be giving a fuck. And I just don't be responding.
No.
It's not because of the person. It's not because of nothing. I'm just not that great of a texter.
See, I prefer to text, but sometimes I'll be busy. I work.
I'd rather be around. I'm not a phone person. I'm not a technology person. I don't care to sit on the phone all day. All I do is send people memes all day long.
You know? I prefer to text. There's this person I talk to. I only talk to him on text. And if he calls me, I get nervous. Like, what happened? I'll answer the phone. Like, hello? He'd be like, hey, what's up? I'm like, what do you want? He'd be like, nothing. I'm like, why didn't you text me? Like, hang up. I ain't gonna be the quickest. Like, text me, nigga. Like, I prefer to talk. I prefer text. And I feel like, I don't know. But sometimes I forget to text people back. And then, a couple hours go by, a day go by, a week go by, and I feel bad. And I be wanting to just, like, respond with where we left off. Then I feel weird. And, like, I don't want to be like, hey, sorry I didn't respond a week ago. But this dude texted me, 2 months ago. And we were talking, and he asked me something, and I responded, like, about an artist, a song or something like that. And I said, oh, yeah, that's a bop. You know, that's what the kids are saying nowadays. Songs are bops, you know? And he was like, what's a bop? And I was about to respond to him. And I literally forgot, and I keep thinking about it. But I don't want to respond to him now and be like, sorry, I never told you what a bop was.
It's done.
I feel so bad.
It's done.
I feel bad.
Why?
I don't know why I feel bad. I met him online, so I don't really know him, so it's okay.
Oh, well, that'll be all right.
I met him online, and he came to my job. Hmm. Not the job that we both work at, the other job.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how? Work at.
Yeah, that'd be weird. We work at a place that you can't just come to. You could. Right. Have you ever, met anyone at work, like a employee or, a patron of the place that we work in a medical field? So have you ever met, anyone and, not hook up with them, but, hung out with them?
Mm-hmm. Like a patient?
Like a patient?
Oh. No.
Like a patient? Oh. No. I don't know. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy and shit. They be dating the patients.
That's fucking sick. Straight on that.
And I was thinking that, I don't know if I meet, a nice guy that was here because he broke his foot.
But I wouldn't say I met them at the job. I kind of knew them prior to. A lot of people, I ain't going to say a lot of people. That sounds really bad. But I be knowing people, and then they'll just start working where I work. And then I be having them move around.
Did I tell you about the, what the fuck was his name? His name was Brian or Zach or something boring. His mother was a patient.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw me. Oh yeah, I was walking around work, and his mom saw me, and I was talking to her, and then she introduced me to her son, and then he started talking to me, and he followed me around, and he was there every day that I was there. His mom was there for a long time, and then he asked me for my phone number, and I was like, no, I can't give you my number. It's against our rules. I was like, you can follow me on Snapchat or something like that, and he followed me, and then he asked me out on several dates. And I was like, no. And I was like, if you're ever back, because he was from out of town. It's like, if you're ever back here, then we can go out. And his freaking mom needed some type of medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
And she was back up there. And as soon as he came up in the freaking building, he left his mama to come find me.
So did y'all go on a date?
We went on a date in the lunchroom, in the cafeteria.
I'm about to scream.
And he was a little slow. He had something going on, some slow stuff. No, but he talked slow, and I was like, ooh, you a little slow. And his sister was like, came and sat next to us and was like, oh, so y'all on a date? And I was like, no. I'm not dating her. I was like, what the heck? And I blocked him. I told him to go buy me a Cinnabon, which is really far away from our job, as you know.
Yeah,
I told him to go buy me a Cinnabon and some Chipotle, and he did. But he gonna come back. He came back with the Chipotle and not the Cinnabon, and I was like, where my Cinnabon at? And he was like, I couldn't find it. You know Cinnabon and Chipotle is in the same building. Follow your nose.
You're so silly.
I'm like, so you couldn't sniff it out? You ain't smell that cinnamon in the air? And don't talk to me no more. And I blocked him because he didn't bring me a Cinnabon. He was like, I can bring it to you tomorrow. I don't see you tomorrow.
And his mama's sick?
But he left his mama to come talk to me.
So you are
I'm a fuckboy.
Damn. His mama's sick. Sound like she got something. I didn't make her sick. Real crucial going on.
I didn't make her sick. I didn't tell him to leave his mama. Your mama said, go sit with your mama. You just up here. You only came to the hospital because I'm here. And that's rude. I didn't tell you to do that. And you could have brought me a fucking Cinnabon, and I would have been nice, but you didn't bring me a Cinnabon. So again, another story of me using niggas for food. Darn, I'm a fuck boy.
you're a fuck boy for sure.
But I be hungry. Shit.
I just don't like Chipotle is expensive. People. I feel really bad.
Chipotle is expensive and Cinnabon is far. So
childish.
He offered. I didn't just randomly say, hey, go buy me a Cinnabon. I gave him the address to Cinnabon. Come on, he couldn't find it. Okay, I might be a fuckboy. So I figured that out. We checked something off the list of things. I figured out that I'm a fuckboy. I'm sorry. I'm going to change my ways one day when I get a reason to. I don't have no reason to. I'm single. Like, I'm single as in if you see me in the streets, you can say hi.
Do you want
to
be in a relationship?
No.
At all.
I get bored easily.
Okay.
I don't want that. I don't want
to. Relationships are boring?
I get bored with things. I'm very impulsive.
Oh.
I'm very impulsive. I told you, like, how we ended up on the podcast. I was like, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Let's do it. Right now. Let's do it right now. Basically, give me a microphone.
Just text me, like, get a microphone. What are you doing? Let's go. I'm like, oh, I'm at work.
I'm
going to record today?
Yeah. I'm very impulsive. Sure. I gotta get shit while I'm thinking about it so it can be hot. And so, I don't know. I never met nobody that can, like, hold my attention that long. I haven't met anyone. So if you're out there, fellas, I'm just playing. No, please don't DM me anything weird. Dick pics, maybe.
I don't. You do. You like dick pics?
No, I don't.
You like dictures?
Dictures? I do not. No, I don't. No, I do not. You gotta be honest. Me. You have to tell me that it's coming. I can't just be like, "Lol, I have a kid. I have a 5-year-old, and he be using my phone and stuff." You just can't
Goddamn.
Be. Boom, dick pic. Like, this dude sent me a dick pic, and he had his shoes on, nothing else. And he had his shoe in the picture, like he was putting his foot, like he was like sitting Indian style, and took a picture of his dick, like he had it on his leg. I don't know why.
Show you the size.
I guess, but why are you sitting like that? You're a grown man.
I mean, was it a good picture?
I don't fucking know. But his shoe was in it, and it popped up on the screen. And I'm like, one, why are your fucking shoes on? Two, why didn't you warn me? My son had my phone.
Did he see it?
I think he did. It was on the screen. The phone was in his hand, and I knocked the phone out of his hand. I knocked the phone on the floor. I don't give a fuck about the screen cracking. I don't want to ruin your childhood.
I do not like dictures.
I need you to tell me.
Unless.
I'll show you one that you will like. This dude on Snapchat.
I do not like unsolicited.
Yeah,
unless.
Tell me about it.
If it's
I'm not
going
to ask
for it. If it's my dude, okay. I don't care.
Why do you need
Why
do you need that if you already saw it?
I want it. I want it.
You
want
to look at it all day?
All the time.
I don't want to look at it. I'm at work and shit. It's like, oh,
if we're talking and it's not like that, I don't want to see it.
No,
don't
show
it to me.
I will show you a dick right now on my phone.
I feel
that you could be like,
virtually
that is beautiful.
Assaulted. Yeah, don't send me no picture. Because, like I said, I have to be attracted to you.
I will show you this dick
in
my phone right now.
Because, you know, people have sent me pictures and, like, they dick be ashy. Like, you put lotion on every part of your body but your dick? Like, that's weird.
Me and my cousin used to ask guys, like, do they lotion their butt? And they all said no. But, like, so you out here with an ashy ass? Like, they all go, oh, no, that's gay. Like, how's it gay?
So,
you don't want to be ashy.
I've always wondered that. So, men, DM Dukes, do
I'm trying
you
to
put
figure
lotion
out.
On your ass or
when
no?
You
do you think it's
shower,
gay, but it's your ass?
Right.
So, question, do y'all not wash your ass either? Because you have to touch your ass and get in between them
toxic
cheeks. Or that just be too
masculinity? How you say it?
Much? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said, I know a lot of dudes who do not put lotion on their ass. And now I remember this guy I knew. And I asked him, like, so you don't put lotion on your ass?
Slide up in our DMs.
He's like, no, that's gay. How?
Let me know. We trying to figure out guys' shower habits, basically. When you say you got a shower, you take a shower, you get out, you got to lotion up. You know, they be probably putting lotion on all the parts that's
that
visible.
You can see. And that's it.
Summertime, more parts are visible. You want to lotion up the thighs, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all hairy, though. I don't know. Anyway, let me know, do y'all lotion y'all, but are we over that? It's 2019. Like, grow up. Put
like,
some lotion
eczema
on your ass.
Is a real thing.
Eczema. It's cold outside. You got
a
lotion up.
I won't look at a man differently if he put lotion on his ass.
I know. Thank you for doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I knew a dude, a guy in college, he didn't use lotion.
At all?
And he dark-skinned, we dark-skinned. And I'm
so he
like,
was asking all the time.
All the fucking time. And I was like, you don't put lotion on? He gave me this weird reason shout out to you if you know who you are. He gave me this weird reason that he from Detroit. So I'm like, you grew up in the city of Detroit. You know, it's get cold as hell. And you was a kid. Your mama didn't put lotion on you. He was like, no, she like put baby oil on stuff on us. And I'm like, what?
So does he not use baby oil?
As he grew up. Okay, so we went to college in Arizona. It's different weather. But it's still, you got to still put lotion on, but he's always be ashy. And so I'm like, I don't know, maybe you know how when it's cold out here, you got to put certain stuff on, you know, layer, you know. And we dark skinned, so we get ashy easy. Out there, I don't know if he thought maybe what he was using was working, but it wasn't. And so one day, I had went to the store and bought him some, that's when, like, I think it was, like, Dove for Men came out with a lotion or something. I went and bought him this big bottle of it. And I was like, I got something for you. And he pulled up, and he was like, it better not be lotion. And I was like, so if I gave you lotion, would you be insulted? He was like, no, because it's a gift from you. I'll be thankful. And I gave him this lotion. He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, y'all are weird.
And he was eating oatmeal while he was driving. Who does that? Oatmeal is not a drivable food. You don't do that. That's not portable. You don't eat oatmeal while you drive. That's not safe.
It's like or eating normal. Cereal while you're driving.
That's not safe or normal. How at are you all. Doing that?
Why?
He's weird. I like, he was cool though. We're friends. We're cool. We're cool. He was somebody that I went on dates with for food. But I paid sometimes. He was nice.
You gotta stop using these people.
I'm not trying to. I'm a fuckboy. I told you. I'm trying to chase my ways. I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring out life. That's what I'm doing.
I get it.
That's what I'm doing. So, you know.
I feel like a lot of times I'm too honest is the problem.
That, I don't know.
People, especially when it comes to, like, people, dating, social settings, friends.
I'm an awkward person. I'm awkward. I'm awkward. I don't know how to make friends. I'm trying to figure that out too.
Really?
Like, I don't know how to make friends.
You're very like outgoing.
I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. You're not. No. Do you remember when we first met?
No.
Exactly. It was a long time ago.
I was probably drunk.
No. Oh, you probably were. I don't know. You said you've been drinking for a while. When we were children. Like, we were not children, but like
teenagers.
14, 15, 16. Mm-hmm. We did not speak.
I don't remember that.
Except. You don't remember speaking to me because we didn't speak. Like
I was probably drunk. Probably drunk.
But yeah, I don't know how to make friends. Like I be seeing people like on social media. I got social media friends, mm-hmm. and I talk to them. But I don't know. Like, hey, we should hang out. Like, I don't know you for real. Like, I don't know how to be a friend. Like,
I'm not a people person.
I don't think that I'm mean. I don't think that I mean.
You know what? I'm not. Not that I'm mean. I'm just not super friendly. I'm sort of. I'm friendly enough. Like, you know, I'll see a person. I'll be like, hey, the next day I might not say anything. I don't know. Yeah. Just depend on my mood. Moody. Very moody.
I don't say hi to people when I see them all the time. But
people that I know,
necessary.
I speak all the time. Especially if they're speaking to me, like, I'm definitely going to speak. You didn't spoke to me, I'm going to speak.
But how, okay, so if I, not you and me, because we know each other, but like a coworker, if you saw a coworker at work, he said hi. Then you saw him at Walmart. You gonna say hi again?
Yeah.
I don't. Why? I be like, and then I be seeing people.
Why not?
I be seeing people at work, and then I go leave work and go to Walmart, and then I see them, and I don't say shit, and I see them at work again. They be like, I saw you at Walmart. You ain't say nothing. I'm like, Kyle, I just saw you.
I speak. Yeah, definitely to people outside of work.
I saw you.
But
you saw
a lot
me.
Of times people see me nodder. And I didn't see them. Simply because I'm blind and I should be wearing glasses, but I don't.
I'm a
so people be like, oh,
person.
I saw you. Da, da, da. Like, you have to come in my face and speak to me. Hold on. That didn't sound right. You had to, like, approach me. You have to approach me because I am blind. I can't see
so
too
see
far
street,
in front of me.
Say
speak.
What up, though.
Just speak. Don't make it awkward. This is one thing that I hate, and please don't do this. If you see me in public, do not... hit me on social media of any kind or text me or something. Unless you couldn't absolutely get to me, then I understand. But don't ask
I do that
me
to niggas.
If I was... Don't do that.
When I
if
see
you
guys,
see me, go ahead and speak. Like, you no. could be like, oh, hey, you know, say whatever.
No.
You could do that. That's cool. Like, I'm approachable in that way. Like, no. that's fine.
You, know,
do you make it creepy
I'm a,
when
yeah,
you see me
creepy.
And then you hit me up on social media.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Now, unless you couldn't get to me or if I didn't see you, oh, okay, then that's understandable. I hate it when people do
I,
that.
Like, I do that to
that's
guys.
That's just very
like, I see you
weird.
With your little girlfriend.
That's weird.
Be across
that's
the room weird. Like, I see you with your bitch. But I don't say nothing because I don't want
to. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a fuckboy. Mm-hmm. Darn. Keep proving it. What have you learned today on figuring it out? Dukes is a fuckboy. Star wants to do witness protection porn. We're here at Podcast Straight. And we trying to this figure really out life. Nice too. I really like the studio. It's really nice. I like it. See? That's what impulsive actions get you.
Yeah.
Cool studios. And podcasts called Figuring It Out. So we trying to figure out life. And we're going to be here every week trying to figure it out with y'all. Y'all can figure it out with us. Right. We're going to figure it out together.
And Dukes will be more friendly on Instagram and whatnot. And we'll respond to your messages.
Yeah, if you follow us on Instagram, Figuring It Out _ the podcast, and you follow us, tell your friends to follow us, listen to us, tell your friends to listen to us, and talk to us. We're going to talk back. I'm going to talk back. Star's going to talk back. We're going to think of ideas. We're going to, you know.
Give us some feedback. I mean, did you hate the show? Did you really like the show?
Am I a fuckboy?
Absolutely.
I'm not a fuckboy. I'm trying not to be.
I don't think you need other people to say.
You asked me what song I can rap. I was going to say fuckboy, but I can't. I don't even know the chorus.
Oh, you wanted to rap a song?
No.
Oh, well, what song can you rap all the way through?
Gin and Juice. But we'll do that next time.
Right. We're running out of time.
But this is great. Thank y'all for listening. This is our first show. This was so fun. We're going to be back every week to figure it out together. So listen. Tell your friends to listen so we all can figure it out together. Thank you guys for listening. I'm Dukes. Follow the Instagram, Figuring It Out _ the podcast. And my co-host, Star. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.
Bye.